Road rage, tube rage, even air rage. It seems that we're an angry bunch of people. But what is rage really? And why do some people succumb so easily? Mike Fisher is director of the British Association of Anger Management.
When we talk about rage, rage is anger with its eyes closed. So you'll usually find that the anger that somebody might experience in the tube is disproportionate to the event. So the simple example would be where some guy experienced somebody brush against him with his briefcase. Brush against him, and he just went crazy. That's what we call tube rage.
Now, what is it that moves it then from anger into rage?
You know, it's really fascinating. I'm writing a book at the moment on anger management called Beating Anger. In my research, I was very struck by something that I read. Somebody was describing rage. It's like a mini mad moment. It's a moment of madness. Somebody else described that rage is the antithesis of sanity. So when I read this, I thought, God, isn't that interesting? Because whenever I speak to people who experience rage, which is essentially anger with its eyes closed, it's like when we talk about blind rage, it's like when a person actually rages, they're not actually conscious or aware of what they're doing or saying. That's where it has a kind of insanity, that mad moment associated with it. And the physiological aspects of it would look something like this. Individual's heart will pound. Their hands will shake, the palms of their hands will sweat. Sometimes they'll experience their head like wanting to absolutely explode. If it's very intense, even their knees will shake. Some people experience a lot of pain and rushing feelings in their arms. And that's when they're actually literally going into what I describe as meltdown. And when they're in that state of arousal or heightened arousal, that's when they really become very dangerous. So what is happening in terms of, you know, the chemical structure both in our brain circuitry but also in our physiology is our whole system is actually preparing itself for war. Now, what's interesting in this is that there's two parts to it. One is some people do exactly the opposite. Some people contract and they orientate themselves towards flight or towards fear. Others, certainly the ragers, will orientate themselves towards fighting, anger. So you've got two different orientations. Part of the research I'm doing at the moment is exploring and looking at and seeing if there is such a thing as an angry gene, as opposed to, say, a fear gene. Because how come some people are orientated towards anger and some people are orientated towards fear? That question I can't answer just yet. But when somebody is orientated towards anger, and when it steps out of anger, which is really about controlled rage, and then oscillates into that state of rage, that's when an individual becomes dangerous. And, you know, when I speak to people about that experience, often you'll hear people say, I don't know what I said, and I don't know what I did. All I know, I just saw red, and I went completely crazy. We talk about a state called post-crisis depression, and in that state, you often get people feeling a tremendous amount of remorse, shame, guilt, and often it can translate into depression.
That's Mike Fisher from the British Association of Anger Management.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.